This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Americans are putting more money on their credit cards and taking out more loans for school and autos. It's fresh data from the Federal Reserve. Incomes are rising, and as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, a turbulent stock market, rising interest rates, and the government shutdown didn't do much to curb borrowing in December.
The Fed report captures two types of borrowing, credit card and loans, mostly student and auto, but not mortgages. Barack Boadier, an economist at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, says increased borrowing also tells us something about the economy.
People are optimistic about their future, so they go ahead and get the loan.
She spoke via Skype. According to the Fed, consumer credit grew by $17 billion in December.
That's a good number.
Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Bank.
That's indicative of an expanding economy and consumers that are in good shape.
Credit card debt grew more slowly than loans. Rising interest rates can deter borrowing. That's kind of the point. But UC Berkeley economist Martha Olney says they affect student loans least.
As the mother of a college student, I can tell you that the issue at that point is just, are we going to take on this student debt to cover the semester or not?
Economists say the rise in consumer borrowing does not equate to unsustainable levels because income has risen alongside household debt. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.